You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Democrats in the state Senate's 53rd district will have a choice on tomorrow's ballot between a long-term incumbent and a progressive challenger. Dave Valesky is trying to fend off strong opposition from Rachel May. She is the first Democrat to challenge the senator since he took office 14 years ago. She says she believes it's time for a change.
This is a moment when people are awake and engaged, and when it's possible to take on incumbents, even incumbents with lots of money and lots of name recognition, and actually challenge them because people are listening to the message and not just willing to vote for business as usual.
May currently works as a coordinator of sustainability education at Syracuse University, but she also has experience as an educator working for the Democratic Committee and working with grassroots organizations.
That kind of understanding of whole systems is really important in government because a lot of the solutions that get proposed for different problems actually end up causing more problems somewhere else. So having somebody who understands complex systems and problem solving is really valuable.
Valesky, on the other hand, cites his experience and accomplishments in the state Senate as reasons why voters should keep him in office. Here he is in this campaign ad.
Marriage equality, more aid for education, the best paid family leave in the nation, gun safety to reduce gun violence, better health care, $15 minimum wage, environmental justice, immigrant rights, all of this and more.
Senator Valesky's campaign did not respond to requests for an interview. Also on the ballot on this Thursday, Cynthia Nixon challenges Governor Andrew Cuomo in the Democratic primary. State Democrats will also choose their candidate in a three-way race for attorney general. There are also a number of other local races on the city, town, and village level. For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website. And while you're there, you can help us reach our fundraising goal by making a quick donation at WAER.org.